Friday is cooking. It's a Vra Vra Friday.
Vra Vra.
Radio Life and Style, live from the heart of Balito. Miss Nay Cotton is in the house.
Yes, I am in the house. And if you are just tuning in, we are talking about all things social media life. And I know it's that time of year where people start to look at their goals, and maybe on your goal list or your New Year's resolution list, you've got there that you want to be a YouTuber, you want to be a famous social media influencer, content creator, whatever that may look like. And maybe it's not your goal, maybe it's the goal, or it's the kind of like this big BHAG, big hairy audacious goal that you have for the new year, or maybe it's the goal of your kids or somebody that you know. I think it's so important for you, that person who's putting yourself out there on socials, to know about the good, the bad, the cutes, the ugly. So we do have someone on air. Mike, can you tell us who this is and what are they going to inform us about?
Well, we've been having these conversations on a Friday, and you and I have been debating stuff, Ms. Ney. So I thought let's get someone in the conversation who really knows what
An
they're talking
expert.
About when it comes to social media, digital safety, and navigating the crazy, ever-evolving digital social media landscape. Dean
yes.
McCoubry is a man who's been on this radio station before a number of times, and we're welcoming him back as the man behind an outfit called My Social Life, a really innovative digital life skills award-winning online safety platform. And he joins us online from Cape Town this morning. Dean, are you there?
Yes, hello. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me back.
Great to have you on the line after the school rush this morning. I believe you're in the car, having just dropped off kids. So well done for scheduling us in for a quick little Friday catch-up. We really appreciate it, man.
Perfect.
Listen, we're catching you at an interesting moment in the social media developments. We've seen in the last week or two some big waves from down under. I believe Australian government leading the charge for regulation and for mental health and safety, and saying that they're going to be putting the pressure on social media platforms to make sure that no one under the age of 16 can set up a new profile and get sucked down the rabbit hole, so to speak.
Yeah.
Is this the sign of things to come, do you think, or is this going to be a one-hit Aussie wonder?
So it's a very interesting one, Matt. There's been a lot of movement in the US as well, actually. People are putting pressure on social media companies. The thing is, we need to remember that social media companies are multi-billion dollar companies, and they have lobbyists and lawyers that will seek to delay this as much as possible.
Yeah.
The purpose being, the delay means they can hold on to kids who are under 16 and still harvest their data in order to be able to pitch products to them. So if I have the data of somebody who is in Generation Z, then that's largely those who are under the age of 23 or 24, then what happens is when I've got that data, I'm going to be able to know a lot about them. These are called data points, you know, whatever your gender is, where you live, what your interests are.
Right.
Then it means that I know I can use these data points to target you. That's why they're not going to let up easily. So the answer to your point is I do believe it is the very beginning of what I would expect to be a long race, which will be battled by very large social media companies. And sadly, I've been writing a lot about this at the moment, is we need to deal with them now. Let's hope that these guys pull it over the line in America and then in Australia and then in the UK. When's it going to come to Africa? We would be lucky for this to happen here sometime in the next 3 years. That means that kids who are currently 11, 12, 13, 14 still need education around this issue, because the government isn't going to be able to get the time to protect them, because even in the US and in Australia, it's probably going to take some time.
Well, this is the thing, and we can't wait for the knight in shining armor in the form of in government regulation to step in. So if you're a parent right now, if you are an educator, if you're someone with kids in your care, and you are super concerned about what these supercomputers in their pockets and in front of their faces are doing to them, let's talk about your mission at My Social Life, how you're moving the needle and trying to get schools and parents switched on to the dangers and the challenges that social media presents.
Yeah,
I think people need to understand what are the dimensions of this challenge and opportunity. I think it's really important for us to also remember that technology, it all depends on the age, but that technology has both a light and shadow side.
Yeah.
And the light side is that the reality is that we're moving into the next half of this decade, from 2025 to 2030, in which AI is going to completely swallow up so many aspects of the way in which we live, in the same way that smartphones did in 2007, mm-hmm. tablets did in 2010, and social media did in the decade between 2010 and now, essentially the last 15 years. This is the new kind of advent of what's happening in technology, and while we don't want our kids to be on technology, if they are on technology, can we point them to the things that will help them to grow?
Yeah.
What are the light sides of technology if they're going to use technology? You may choose for them not to use technology, but if they are, the problem was there was never a signpost to the good stuff. Now, let's first deal then with the enemy, or let's secondarily deal with the enemy, because I just rattled on that. The enemy, the shadow side, is that we don't really understand what the risks are. They seem somewhat invisible. I've been teaching in schools for 6 years. We've achieved a lot around the world. There's a lot of recognition for the work that we're doing because we are talking about the realities of where adolescents need technology. So I'm going to list those problems. Number one is critical thinking online. Okay, we talk about critical thinking, like, can I look at this critically and ask some questions where I go, I don't know if that's true. Do you think that's a good message or a bad message? When did they write that? Is this message just being passed on by somebody else because they're looking for followers or they're looking for money? So you need to have an automatic interrogation aspect of who you are. That is incredibly valuable. Just look at politics around the world. That hasn't been employed, critical thinking online. Then, another great analogy is think of your world online as a digital citizen, but you own a digital house. Right? Now, digital house is essentially your device. You need to lock up all the doors and windows. That means, do you have a public account on social media, or do you have a private account? Now, if you have a private account, you've started to already close some windows and some doors. But inside each different app, Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, and so on, you also need to lock up further doors. It's not just about public versus private. It's about who can DM you. It's about how strong your password is and so on. So the more doors and windows you lock, the safer you are. For example, look at kids. If kids have chat on inside games, that means they can be approached by the outside world. Turn chat off. How could they be bullied? How could they be approached?
Mm-hmm.
So we start to look at this and we go, oh, there are external threats, which most people would call cybersecurity, which are trying to get into the house. If you lock up from the inside, the doors and windows, you can then protect your kids. If they have a private account, if they have chat off, if they understand that certain things inside each setting can be turned off, then you are really making your house much safer. Finally, we're talking about a thing called mind health. Most people talk about mental health and they think of it as anorexia or depression or anxiety. But actually, mind health is about the quality of your thoughts. When my eyes look out of the world, do I see something positive or do I see something negative? And that is about the buildup of what we have been taught from our parents, from our communities, from our friends, and from media. We have built up an interpretation of the world. It's called a worldview. Now, we need to protect our kids that actually those thoughts and those perceptions are more gold in color as opposed to more gray in color. You see what I mean? And you can see how we are trying to teach people. A lot of this is invisible, talking about the quality of your thoughts and the digital house and so on. So I'll stop there and take a breath. And then you can ask me more questions.
Can I jump in? Hi there, Dean. This is Miss Snay Cotton. I am a content creator and I love social media. And I love what you said about the fact that technology is advancing, it's changing, and we cannot stop it. But it's necessary to equip ourselves with the knowledge and the know-how of how to use social media rather than social media actually using us. So what are some of the products or some of the services that My Social Life can offer in order for us to educate ourselves in that way?
Yeah, I mean, we've largely been working through schools. So what we do, the reason why we've been largely working through schools is that when we go to a school, that means that we can reach 200 students, 500 students. We could also then reach 500 parents, and we can also reach 50 teachers and two school psychologists or one school psychologist, depending on whether it's a fortunate school that has the ability to employ people to care for the mental health of kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been going through that route. And that allows us to get like a couple of thousand people inside an entire ecosystem of young people and adults together, working together on the challenge. You know, essentially, I would try and direct people to free resources around this. And I think probably the best global free resource is Common Sense Media. Okay, it is the online safety standard bearer in the United States. It will tell you what the good apps are and what the bad apps are, for example.
Mm.
And it will give you all sorts of different tools. You probably say, but why don't I offer those?
Yeah.
The challenge is we decided to go down a route of teaching through schools, because when we try to teach one parent at a time, it becomes suddenly we need like 200 staff to try and do that. But what we want to do is redirect people to free resources, things like Common Sense Media, as I say.
Mm-hmm.
And all you really need to do, and this is what's really interesting, is you just need to do one very simple thing. If you want to teach yourself something, you can get easy access to somebody like me. You can look on our blogs on mysociallife.com with one L, mysociallife.com. Yes. But actually, what I would recommend you do is go to Google, because you use Google in the rest of your life, and type in TikTok tips plus parents, okay? Or you might type in cyberbullying help for parents, for example. We forget that we're living in the single most advanced point in technological history today, because every day before it didn't have all of these latest launched initiatives from the day before.
That's right.
And in that, we actually have at our fingertips things like AI and things like Google, which immediately link us to training videos which are entirely free. But you just need to know how to prompt it.
Okay.
So you type in TikTok tips plus parents. You then click on videos at the top of Google. And then you have a whole suite of things that you can watch.
Nice.
The problem is somebody either hasn't taught you how to prompt, or people feel a bit overwhelmed where they just can't take that step and put in the 5 minutes.
Mm.
And I understand it as a parent. We're overwhelmed. However, if we really want to solve this, we have an incredibly vast library of free information out there. And I want to direct more and more people. So actually, you catch me at a time, this is really important, but I have made a decision. You're the first people for me to tell. I've decided on this Monday, that I am going to build an entirely free course for schools around the country.
Amazing.
Because we need to get this message out further, and I've obviously been charging schools up until now, but we need to just get this message out there, and that's what my 2025 product is about.
Wow.
It's something that's entirely free across South Africa to all sorts of people, and I'm really, really excited about it.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Well, that's something we're going to want to keep tabs on.
Absolutely.
We're definitely going to need to have some future chats then, I can see, on radio and beyond. And for those that are really excited now to get a little look into the world of My Social Life, maybe as a parent at a school who's keen to connect a local educational institution with your award-winning online safety platform as it stands right now, before the new product in 2025, what's the smartest portal or portals to point people towards?
Yeah, you can have a look at www.mysociallife.com, not .co.za, mysociallife.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also look on Instagram at mysociallife.sa for South Africa, again with one L. And on there, you'll be able to find us. And of course, if you have any questions, you can email info@mysociallife.com. As I said, we're now on a big drive to get this message far and wide. It's not about the money.
Yeah.
It's going to be something that we're really going to try and make a considerable shift while come to your very first point while these regulators figure out whether they can beat the social media companies to be able to give kids access only at 16. It's going to be very interesting to watch.
Wow. Dean, thank you so much for your time at this really exciting juncture while you're gearing up for a massively impactful 2025 in the year ahead. We'll definitely be linking up for a follow-up series of chats, and more power to you and your team, My Social Life, for the amazing work you've been doing up until now, and for what's to come in the next chapter in 2.0 or 3.0 or whatever point oh we're on now.
Yeah, I wanted to just say one thing, is that Ms. Mayor, I really agree with you. I'm actually a pro-technologist. I'm not anti. I believe that if we directed kids earlier to the creativity inside these phones, inside these apps, they're already doing it on their own.
Yes.
We haven't really told them why and what the purpose could be. Consider this. If we got kids to just use AI to work on a charitable project from the school to help a neighboring school or a neighboring little organic farm or whatever it may be, and we used AI for that purpose, they wouldn't realize that we were teaching them this technology can do good, like insane good. It's just that people are talking about AI as a cheating tool. And I'm saying, but that's because we've not pointed anybody in the right direction.
Right.
It's the same with social media. We sometimes see teens that are online like activists for a cause. And that's one thing that's incredible about Gen Z, is there is a certain sense of being more awake than we were 20 years ago.
That is true.
People want to look at people with their heads down in their phones and criticize them. I'm like, no, we should be criticizing ourselves as adults, because we've done a really poor job at protecting them on devices and directing them to much better outcomes for themselves and for others. And if we start to direct that inside schools, Africa could embrace technology and leapfrog many other African countries. The government has to wake up.
Wow.
I'm snapping my fingers because you're saying the difficult things that a lot of us don't want to admit, and you're literally leaving us on a high. I'm so appreciative, Dean, for having you on air, educating us on how to educate ourselves. It's really been insightful.
Dean McCoubry, thank you so much, man.
Thanks for the time, guys, and thanks for the listeners.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. Wow, leaving us on a high. You're right, Miss Nay. As we get back into a tune on a fresh Friday, just let all that sink in. Dean McCoubry from My Social Life, and check them out online at mysociallife.com. That's social life with one L. And right now, here's Thames.